Let's check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, for the scams and spams of the week. And there's a lot of wedding planning going on. It got backed up during the pandemic, and now everybody's booking this and that. But there are scams to watch out for. Tell us about this. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on this morning. Yes, you know, last year was record-breaking with more than 2.6 million couples tying the knot. So that's a lot of couples getting married, and obviously going to be a lot more this year as well. And this time of the year is when the wedding expos appear, pop up, and where you have an opportunity for the couples to go to these venues and get all the to-do lists in one place. And we're just want to warn consumers that there's good businesses out there, but there's also shady businesses out there and scams out there. So you have to do your due diligence on who you're doing business with, even at these events, because they don't vet them in whether they're a legitimate business or good business or anything like that. And sometimes what happens, Bob, is they kind of put you on that one-day sale. You got to sign today in order to get this great deal. And sometimes that deal is not so great. You still have to do your due diligence. It's like somebody knocking at your door. You just don't do business with the first person you see because you need two or three different estimates.
Mm-hmm. And many businesses looking for help, and there are job scams out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of job scams out there, Bob, and we're seeing an increase at the Better Business Bureau. They're actually getting a lot of more sophisticated and elaborate. And what I mean by that, Bob, is actually they're taking you through a whole process now. They're interviewing you with, you know, a couple different people are interviewing you. They're asking you to download an app on your phone to obtain more information from you. And then what happens is they say you got this job then. And then they send you the information on your bank. You know, they need information on your banking and your social security number and things of that nature. And you think because it's so elaborate and it's such done so, such a great way that you have this job, and it's not. In the old days, it would just, you know, call you up and snatch the job or tell you you got this job and snatch the money from you as fast as possible. Now they're being a little bit more elaborate and sneaky. And they're going through the whole process, even the interview process, in two or three people, Bob. So it's kind of like alarming to this because all the information that you give an employer is everything the scammer needs to steal your identity, and that's what they're doing, Bob.
There are more cabs coming back on the road these days, but not all of them are legit, are they?
You're right, Bob. The city of Chicago issued a warning about fake taxis and taxi scams. And, you know, after the pandemic, more taxis, like you said, are coming back. And usually they're around the big venues like United Center and, you know, the ball fields where a lot of people are leaving at the same exact time. So we're just, the city is advising you to be careful and watch, make certain that these taxis are legitimate. And the way you can do that, Bob, is like making sure they have a medallion, that big medallion inside, and that the license plates match the number on the cab, and then the number is usually on the top of the cab as well. And a lot of times consumers don't look. They just jump and they're flagging something down and somebody stops for them. And you could be in deep trouble getting into a vehicle that maybe not be licensed or insured or any protection on that side. So be very careful when hailing a cab.
Steve, please tell me the check I just got from Facebook is legit.
Well, this time it is, Bob, the class action lawsuit. So a lot of consumers have contacted the Better Business Bureau recently saying they received a check, and it is because of the biometric settlement that they recently had, you know, with the litigants. So if you do receive a check, you know, you can still check with Facebook, make sure that's proper on that. But a lot of consumers are getting the check and cashing this check. And it's this one is an amount of the $30 range. So consumers may just not even look at it and throw it out, but it's a legitimate check coming from Facebook on this time.
No, we're not throwing it out. We'll take the $32 or whatever it is. And you know how, Steve, you always talk about the tip-offs to the rip-offs, and then lately we've been talking about how you got to beware of certain links that you get. Well, one of our listeners suggested on the text line here that you start using the line, "Don't click, it's a trick." Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all. I mean, that's what we're actually saying. Don't click at all. Don't even answer your phones, Bob. It's getting to a point like that. So I'm glad your listener is providing that advice. But I wish everybody would listen and tell your friends and family.
Glad you answered our call today. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. I'll talk to you again next Thursday. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.